Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
No. I'm not sure what happened there. Gee whiz, come on. Having techie issues there.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alrighty, breaking on through to the other side is what we work on doing here. And welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air. Bonnie may or may not join us. She has been feeling under the weather this past week, but she is doing better. She wanted to thank everybody for prayers and healing sent because it's really made a tremendous difference in what, you know, she can literally feel it, you know, the healing going on. So she wanted to tell everybody thank you for that. She is, you know, she is a little bit better today. She's, you know, she's doing better, so she's getting out and about a little bit. But she's actually taking her computer into the shop to be fixed because that's the next thing that got hit was her computer has been having issues, so she hasn't been able to do chat or be on with us or do stuff. So I've been doing the chat, and today I'm here and I'm hosting Amy and Peg. So. Let's see, I think I have both of our lovely ladies here, and just going to have you guys, I'm going to start with Peg here, and have Peg tell us just a little bit about what she does, because she's got a book, she's got some other things that she does, her website, and so on. So Peg, take it away and tell us, you know, what you do and how you do it and how to get a hold of you for private readings.
Okay, well, I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm an author it was messages inspired from the angels over a period of 2.5 years. And there is a message for each day with a journal exercise. The name of the book is Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on CreateSpace. You can order it from me. You can just contact me at peg@pegsangelicalwhispers.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Peg Wolf Jones, or my Angelical Whispers page, also on Facebook. I also do, I teach some classes about the angels, kind of an Angels 101, and I'm doing an angel communication certificate at another online website, there's like 3 levels to it. If you're interested in that, you can contact me about that too. And I've had my own show on Blog Talk, and I hope to be going back on again probably in May now. It seems to be moving up each month.
That happens. Life happens.
Yeah. It's just been crazy. Because we may be moving, so we're trying to get all that worked out. So it's kind of like, yeah, I think I'll just hold off till May. So that's basically what I'm all about.
All righty. And Amy, give us a little bit about you. And I know you've got that Clara webpage, and it's like we want to know about that too. So take it away.
My name's Amy Cavanaugh, and I am a mermaid, and I now refer to myself as a heaventologist. My main area of interest is death and dying. I am undergoing training to be a hospice chaplain.
Wow.
And
cool.
I do have a Facebook page called Awakening Claire, and that's about awakening your own clairvoyant gifts. And I have another Facebook page that's called Akosti Badhar, which is Celtic for the death coach. And again, that's my real passion, is just beginning a conversation and helping people become comfortable with death and dying. So I am on the radio on the Psychics Gone Wild channel on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. You can find me frequently at Curious Times, and I have put my radio station on hiatus for a little bit as well while I figure out exactly what I want to do with it. So that's a little about me. So last week when Peg and I were together, you know, I was driving, so I did the billboard and driving readings. And
that's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Wednesday night, that's what I'm going to tell you, because Wednesday night, Chris asked me to sit in. Her guest canceled at the last minute, and I did channel changer readings. People gave me a number between 1 and 999 because I have a lot of channels. And I would shift to that channel, and I would just pick up on something that was going on that station and gave readings using that. So the reason I say that is because the messages are everywhere. The messages are everywhere. You know, Spirit uses all the things around us to give us little bits of information and little nudges of encouragement and things like that. So really the reason I'm saying that is, A, because it's really funny, but B, because if we just, you know, get out of our head long enough to look at the world around us, it's just full of angelic messages and messages from our loved ones and our guides and all sorts of stuff like that. So there's wonder in absolutely everything if we just stop and pay a little bit of attention.
That's funny that you say that. I started an oracle making your own oracle cards at a website. And, you know, and I basically said that you can make them out of anything, you know. I've had one person make cards out of trees, different types of trees of North America. And another one is doing Disney characters.
And, oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, we had a couple people land on the Disney Channel when I was doing the readings, and it was somebody who was worried about a meeting that was coming up the next day at work, and it was like a picture of Mickey Mouse, and it was like, yeah, it's Mickey Mouse. It's, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So, and if you think about it, all the ads on TV and in the magazines and every place around us, people are paid lots and lots of money to send us subtle messages. And we certainly buy into those. You know, if we would just shift our perspective and buy into the messages that our angels and loved ones are sending us, it'd just be a much easier way to get through the day, and we'd probably giggle a couple times.
I think so. They definitely have a sense of humor. And they help us to, you know, think a little bit lighter, you know, than what we think they are. We always project the worst sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think anyone's too, I think we all have it at one time or another, you know. It's all happened to us. So, you know, but I think when it comes with the understanding, you know, that there's a reason for everything and why everything happens, and, you know, just, you know,
roll with it with a light
like
heart.
It's impulsive, or, you know, to do, you know, an impulsive thing, you know, because we, you know, because who knows, you know, because of what just happened, you know. It's like, well, we'll get more insight, you know.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah. And it's natural to do the other because, you know, bodies, we made a choice to land in a body. In the body, you know, we have egos. It's just the nature of us having a body comes with an ego. And our bodies are very, very dense. Our bodies are very, very dense. So they resonate to a totally different set of stimuli than our souls do. So it's not something you have to do. You know, you are going to get mad in traffic. You are going to judge. You are going to do all of these things. But the more you can rely on this alternative set of tools and these alternative sets of messages, it's just going to be a lift from the density. So, you know, it's just a, you know, I know that's why people call in to get their readings. They feel lighter after they've talked to the angels. They feel lighter after they've talked to their loved ones. And it's just a nice release because the body is just so dense, and it just acts totally different than our soul. You know, it just acts totally different than our soul. So the thing is that no matter what your circumstances are, because there's people who are going through real circumstances, and they're not going to be solved by walking around with a crystal or, putting up a dream catcher or any of those things, but it will lighten, the load of it will lighten if we just turn to these alternative sources of energy.
Exactly.
And it's really being able to flip it. Go ahead. It's really being able to flip it because, you know, like you were saying, Amy, you know, sometimes we get caught in a downward spiral, and you just, you know, it's that's not a good thing because that just takes you denser. And it's like, and that's, you know, one of the things I tell people is like, if you're at the end of your rope, you know, you think of the kitten and they're frazzled out there. It's like, okay, if you're at the end of the rope, take your own visual, tie that rope around the tire swing, get in the tire swing and swing. And it's like, and people laugh. And it's like when you can get them to laugh a little bit and think about it and go, okay, you know, you're right. It's like, I'm going to take whatever I'm at the end of the rope, and I'm going to swing on the end of my rope and have some fun. But it changes the energy. And that's what they're talking, you know, they talk about in The Secret. It's like, do something to change your energy. Put on inspiring music, you know, whatever it does to flip that switch and go, you know what, I'm seeing the thundercloud right now, so now I need to look for the silver lining in the cloud. But We have several people on hold here today, ladies, so it's like we need to get going.
Okay, if you can let Peg go first, because as always, I am mermaids are not very good with time, and I had to run an errand for my mother, so I just have to walk upstairs with this stuff. So if Peg can
go first,
I'm going to put myself, I'm going to self-mute, and I will let everybody know when I'm situated. It'll only take about 2 minutes.
Okay.
All righty, sounds good. And that was something else I was gonna talk about with just real quick was Gary Wimmer, the Listoman. See, there we go. If I can say that right, he is a stone reader, and right now he's the only guy on the planet that has any books on lithomancy and stone reading. And he was talking about that very thing. It's like one day he was in some place where he didn't have his stones. And he took things like, Pop Top and matchsticks and toothpicks and, whatever was on this table and, and read them. And it's like, and that's exactly what Amy was saying. It's like wherever you're at, you can read the sign. So it's like you don't have to have something, special or whatever. It's like just whatever is in your environment, look around. And sometimes, if people ask for, I want to find for my loved one, every time I see a butterfly or something like that, and they get mobbed by butflies, things like that. Or it's like, if I'm going to find a bird feather, it's like, for my angel, if my angels are watching me, and all of a sudden it's like they find like 5 or 6 bird feathers, and you go, wow, okay. But there's always those little things, if you ask for them, they're there.
Exactly. No, I remember we were away one summer, and we were kind of, it was a cottage that was kind of in a field near a farm. I think it was on a farm, but it was away from the farm, and across was
right.
Lake Champlain. And there were all these beautiful white and yellow butterflies all around us for the whole week. It was beautiful.
Wow.
You just walk in a flock of butterflies would
cool.
Along. it was really cool. I've always loved butterflies, so it had a lot of meaning for me.
That is really awesome. Oh, lovely, lovely. Okay. My disclaimer in the announcement here, Blog Talk has been having some really interesting things go on this week. So if you guys are in the chat, it's been randomly kicking people out of chat. So, if you get logged out, what we're calling blogged out right now, just log back in, and we're sorry for the inconvenience. But they did come to the show yesterday, one of the Red Letter BTR people, and they, checked out what was going on, and it was only kicking out certain people. So we all kind of got together, and it's like, it happened to be, I was running Firefox and Windows 7. Didn't kick me out, but then again, I said, okay, I'm the co-host. It's like, hope to God it wasn't going to kick me out. And the BTR person was like, it didn't kick me out, but it's like everybody who was on like Google or Chrome or things like that, it kicked all of them out. And then they came back in, and we discovered a back door to come back in. So if you get kicked out and you want the easy way to come back in, if it's after the show, again, if it's after the show is off, you go to the next days or, the next show that we have in advance, and you click on that, and it lets you back in the current chat. So we know there's kind of a little glitchy going on. And the same thing with our queue. It's like if it drops you for some reason because it's been drop-kicking people randomly, and if you, lose a signal, please just come on back in, and, we'll try to, I'm trying to watch the board and, take notes of, if anybody's dropping out or whatever. It's like we'll try to put you back in at the same spot. So I kind of got this little list going here. So anyway, with that being said, away we go. And we're going to start with area code 908. Good morning or afternoon, wherever you're at. And who have we got today?
Hi, my name is James. I'm calling from New Jersey.
All righty. James from New Jersey. All right. And Peg is doing angel cards this morning. And Amy will be joining us with her mermaid card. So take it away, Peg. Or, have him ask his question.
I was wondering about my love life. I've been waiting for a long time to meet the right person, and I was wondering if she's on her way.
Okay. Well, the fact that you have the intention of wanting to meet someone, that's a really good start to have that intention. And, it's almost like the angels want you to do some of the footwork, to figure out ways that you could meet someone, going to a class, joining with friends, maybe a friend could set you up with a date, or just, you know, getting together with some friends. It could be out with friends, at a dance club, or, there's a lot of ways. So it's kind of like the angels are asking you to, kind of use those ways to, maybe start having that happen. But it could happen as quickly as, going to the grocery store and, being around the produce, which is kind of a classic thing. So it's kind of like, just being out there and having that happen. Making sure that, it's the right person for you, and, it's kind of like your world is your oyster, and you just kind of have to help make it happen.
Okay.
It takes time, it takes patience, it does take work, and it, and the universe always helps us to make what we want to happen, as long as it's for our highest good. So if you had been in a relationship in the past, and maybe some of the ties are not cut, or the details of the relationship, for some reason you're still holding on to that, or there's a hold from the other person, then that could be why you might not be meeting someone right now. So, they ask you to consider that too, and I'm going to let Amy talk because I could probably talk all day.
Okay. Good. I made enough background noise, and I was back. And the question is about finding someone?
Love life.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, this is what I get. It's important to simplify your life. Your life right now, whether it's the clutter in your head or your house or outside commitments, there's no room for a relationship right now. So that's why you're not attracting anybody, because there's no place to hook into. So, when we live alone, I don't know if you live alone, but when we live alone, we tend to kind of sprawl out and have a different set of standards, look at your surroundings, where you live, look at your car. Is there a place for her to sit? Are there coffee cups on your seat? And simplify your life so that there's room for a relationship. And I think, I heard, Peg saying this, it's important to stay optimistic and not lean into the, there's no one for me, because that lowers your energy and it lowers your attractiveness. But I got to tell you, the third card is the angel Daniel, and he is the angel of marriage, and he is assisting you. So I think that the key here is to just start living a life as if you're in a relationship, meaning that, you don't have to. I've heard some people say that, if you want a relationship and you want that person to live with you, you need to empty half of the drawers in your dresser and make room in the closet. I don't know that you have to go that far, but certainly going to be very helpful if you create space around you create space in the physical space that you inhabit, and that's talking about where you live and your car and things like that, and tie up a lot of any loose ends you have, and think so that you could. There's a strong message I'm getting is that the way you're living your life right now, there isn't room for somebody. So it has nothing to do with the fact that people are not attracted to who you are. It's just the life that you've created doesn't have the physical or emotional space for another person. But it's definitely what the universe has in store for you, or this Daniel, the angel of marriage, would not have come up certainly as the outcome, as the outcome card.
Okay.
So I'll leave you with that.
Thank you very much.
Sure, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, if you've ever seen The Secret, and that's we reference that a little bit, but there's also a bit with feng shui. If you can find which area of your home, get a compass or whatever, north, south, east, west, the southwest corner of your home is also called your relationship area. If you, have something that you can kind of focus on there, like, put up a picture or two of, it's like of like a couple, or or draw a picture yourself of someone you'd like to attract in, and put it in and clean out that relationship corner. So, again, like Amy said, absolutely. So there's room for somebody to come in and visualize them and actualize them. And I know there's one example that they gave for this lady did. She made space in her two-car garage. She cleaned out half her closet. She made space for the person, and they said in 6 months she had the person with her. So, might not happen overnight, but, give it a little time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty.
Thanks for calling. And let it call us back and let us know how it goes. And when it calls from David, Bonnie is the queen of love. So call one day, the Bonnie's on the air, Monday or Tuesday, and get Bonnie to give, because she's going to take this from a whole different angle. And it's great to hear it from all
different
angles. But she's got some really good advice, not just as a psychic medium, but she's also a nurse and a therapist. So she puts all of the, puts those three components together, and I think you'll get a really powerful and interesting reading. She's got a lot of great advice. So that's Monday and Tuesday.
Yep. All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Talk to you again. Have a good one. All righty. Everybody take a breath, and here we go. Our next person up here, because, guys, we got a call list for you guys today. So
so keep us moving, because I'm moving.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I can't tell time once I go into reading land, so make a noise, clear your throat, or just something.
Clear your throat,
it can just be subtle, but I just need to need something to shift me out of La La Land.
Your reverie, right? Okay, area code 937, you're unmuted and you are on with us. Who have we got with us today?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hey,
thanks for calling.
Doing great. Well, my question's dealing with love, too. Do you see anyone coming in?
Okay, let me see. Well, yeah. Actually, yes. I am using mermaid cards here, and the first card here is that there is going to be waves of prosperity. New abundance and exciting new opportunities are going to wash over you now. Part of that is because it's spring. It's really hard to start new relationships in winter when it's a season for hibernation. So make sure that you're tapped into that. Make sure you're tapped into spring, whether it's doing a little spring cleaning, or I don't know why I'm so obsessed about cleaning, but do a little spring cleaning, or wear some spring colors. But make sure you lean into spring, because spring is the season of birth, including the birth of new relationships. But and then the next card is saying, and this is the Challenger Influence card. It's saying your challenges and your challenges with respect to all this are behind you. And the card is Ready, Set, Go. And it is a mermaid, and she is swimming around, like riding a dolphin, And now is the perfect moment to dive in and embrace your heart's desire. So make sure that you get very specific about not just the kind of man you're looking for, or woman, mm-hmm. as the case may be, but the kind of relationship you want. I always tell people when they're out and about, don't just look at, you know, the people that you're, you know, get a clear idea of the people you're attracted to. But then also take a look at couples and get and send the universe a clear idea of the type of coupleship that you want. Some people want to be joined at the hip. Some people and have all the same interests and, you know, and have that be not just exclusive as far as monogamy, but just really be the primary source of their socialization. Other mm-hmm. people want someone that has independent interests. Do you want someone who, because like for example, this is going to sound crazy, I don't like to hold hands. It creeped me out. And so it's like, you know, get down to that level of granularity about who you want in your life and what you want the relationship to look like. You know, do you want a relationship? Do you have, if you have children or family that you interact with, do you want someone that's going to plug right into that family, or do you want, you know, so are they going to get along with the other people in other people in your life? Really just spend some time, you know, instead of like, you know, all the time that you spend, where is he, when will this happen? Refine your message to the universe of exactly who you're looking for and what you want the relationship to be like. And that will, you know, increase the vibration associated with this desire. And the final card here is Archangel Raphael. And I'll let Peg tell you a little bit more about him. But, you know, the angels, it says they are helping you heal physical challenges in yourself. You are a healer. And that's interesting because healers have to be careful in relationships. Healers like to heal all the time, and sometimes we can attract ourselves to broken wings, and it's nice to be able mm-hmm. to help other people. But healers and light workers, we have to be really careful not to take in strays. That's why what I was saying earlier about really refining what you're looking for in a man and in a relationship is going to avoid some of those things that may, that's just a pattern. It's just unavoidable. You know, we're so empathic and we so want to help. And we can still help, but we don't want to take on burdens that are not our own. We want to share other people's burdens with the assumption that they are going to do the same for us. So I'll let Peg go now and let us know how it goes. And again, you know, Bonnie, I can't stress enough, you know, call when you've got a chance to call into Bonnie or even schedule some time with Bonnie, because she's just got this whole idea of finding people down to a very refined science. So anyway,
wow.
Peg.
Thank you.
Peg.
Hi. So you're looking for love?
Yes.
Is that basically what your question is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first card, I'm using the Indigo Angel cards from Doreen Virtue, and the first card that I get is release and relax. So it's almost like, you know, sometimes stress can get really difficult for us, especially at different times of the year. You know, it could be work, family, relationships, family things that might be happening. And so I feel like the angels are asking you to just kind of try to release that stress, you know, through relaxation, through maybe some meditation or going outside into the hopefully someday fresh air.
yes, that would be good.
Below in some parts of the country. And, you know, just get outside, you know, get, you know, even maybe, you know, thinking about gardening or something if you're able to, you know, to kind of just kind of release that stress, you know, go to the beach or go to a lake or, you know, go on a hike, and to just kind of, you know, it's just very relaxing and very refreshing, you know, for us to be able to do that, you know, and I think that when we do that, I think we can come, you know, to a place where, you know, we're just feeling good about ourselves, you know, because we're releasing all that stress and everything. So they're asking you to take time for yourself, you know, and if there's, you know, as far as the releasing, it's like if there's, you know, relationship cores of some sort that may still be there, you know, to try to release them as you're doing this relaxation, you know, kind of a self-empowerment, you know, feeling about it all. And then the next card is physical outlet, you know, so that kind of talks back to what the first card comes, you know, and, you know, it could be dancing. You could go with friends and you could just go dancing, or, you know, or do some type of sports that you enjoy, tennis, bicycling, walking, you know, whatever, and exploring is the last card, you know, and so it's, you know, maybe meeting, not, you know, expecting that the love of your life is going to come to you on your first date, you know, kind of get out there and, you know, get to know a lot of different people, you know, and you know, and just kind of see what's out there. So I hope that helps.
That helped a lot. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right.
You have a great day.
Thank you for calling in. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Call back and keep us updated. And, you know, like Amy says, it's like, call back in when the love girl is in the house. Because, yeah, Bonnie is also like a certified counselor, you know, love and relationship counselor, you know, in the real world. So that's what she does. Thank you so much. All righty, and next up here is area code 760. Whoops, and there's blogging on me. Yep, okay, there we are. 760,
hello.
We gotcha.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's great. This is Jeanette, and I also have a love question. Yes, it's one of those days, I think. So mine is based on a relationship that was, you know, for 2 years, and we just recently separated. Would like to know what the future of that relationship is.
Okay.
Can
I go, Amy, or?
You can go if you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, I can be ready. Was it mutual that you kind of parted?
On some level, I think it was, although the actual parting was something that felt like a straw that broke the camel's back for me.
Okay. All right.
We were definitely having a lot of challenges, and I've done some soul searching since then. So
okay, and have you don't have to say, but have you come to some conclusions about what you would like to see?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sometimes some separation, I think, is good, you know, to kind of get your, you know, to kind of find out what it's, you know, what's really happening in the relationship. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, maybe just contact him and you know, and talk to him.
Oh, and, we've been in contact, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and it's quite good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you want to know what's going on. It's like, okay, if things are good and...
Well, I really do. My question was about the long range, you know, future of this relationship, because that's something I'm interested in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, when I work the angels, they don't particularly tell me exactly what the future is. You know, it's almost like they, you know, it's almost like they're saying, what do you want? And what, you know, what does your partner want, you know, and how, you know, and how you both think things, you know, can be for the future, you know, because we never know our future. And, you know, I really feel like free will plays a big part, you know, on both sides, you know, so it's almost like, you know, figuring out what's best for you and for each other, you know, and if you want to go beyond, you know, what's happening, you know, so it's almost like you can, you know, make that decision together. I guess is what I'm hearing.
I'm gonna blurt in here. It was all I could do because this reading is so powerful, and it's it really dovetails with what Peg was trying to express. I got, and this does rarely, I've gotten the same card. I pull the cards electronically when I'm doing the radio show because it's quicker, and it's interesting because my dead husband helped, because all my dead people love to play with my electronics. And I got the same card three times, and it's the healing heart. The affirmation is, and now I'm getting goosebumps, so I know that we're on to something. You're a powerful healer. Keep up the great work. And I got that three times. I got it for the purpose of the relationship, your challenge, and where the sense of the guidance is going to come from. So I think that this period of time has been helpful. And people leave relationships. People do not put as much energy into relationships as they used to, because of divorce, and, you know, we just move on. You know, Match.com and everything like that, it's much easier to move on. But, you know, the universe, I don't think, really wants us to, you know, I don't want to get in a whole philosophical discussion about that, but it's saying that you have been healing your heart, you're going to continue to... heal your heart. You're going to continue to find places where it's not healed, and you're going to have to continue to heal your heart. And that when you talk to your guides or pray or however it is that you become mindful, that really focus on your heart chakra. Keep a lot of green around you, or green and pink. Those are the colors of the heart chakra. They're also the colors of spring. Now, the outcome card is fascinating to me, because it says that the timing is right for this new venture. And what this new venture is if you look at it, you know, really that's why I just use these cards just as, they're just like prompts for me to lean into something energetically. That sounds like move on to the next person, but that's not what I'm sensing here. What I'm sensing here is that if you continue to, you know, communicate with this person and reconcile. It's going to be important for, and all we can do is speak to you, but hopefully your partner will do the same. Needs to be treated as a new relationship. Let the bygones be bygones. You know, forgive, avoid some of the mistakes of the past, and really just really just start afresh, because I sense, when I got the goosebumps, I sensed that the universe does want you two to be together. Life is very, very difficult. Now, I'll tell you something. My dead husband, who is just, I just adore him, and he's so, and he launched me on this journey that I'm on now, which just exceeds my wildest imagination. A year before he got sick, I had a restraining order. We were separated, and I had a restraining order on him because it just, it's so much stuff going on, and we were so, and it was coming so fast, and we were so ill-equipped for some of the sucker punches that life dealt us, that instead of working as a team, you know, instead of coming mm-hmm. together and working as a team, it was sort of like Lord of the Flies, every man and woman for himself. And we just allowed other people to get involved. We allowed other people to influence us on both sides, and we were no longer acting as partners. We were at war. And but throughout that time, I would have very powerful dreams about him. And what I've learned now, all this, that was just his energy. And then in the time that he was sick, and now that he's dead, I mean, it's much easier to be in love with dead people, because that life review does them a world of good. But in the meantime, you know, it's a very noble thing to give a relationship another try. And I'm just getting real strong energetic messages that are being reinforced by these cards, that long as you truly let bygones be bygones, when something comes up that reminds you of the way things used to be, try to handle it a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that, the disappointments or the any of those things, really continue in your mindfulness and your quiet time to ask for the universe's help in letting go of your fear and letting go of your disappointment and really letting go of everything negative from round one. And that the outcome, and you will, and then all of those things that were negative are really going to turn into positives, because you'll see what great lessons they were, and you have such gratitude that you mm-hmm. were, that you were given a second chance. So, but it's really mm-hmm. going to, I've never had three of the same cards come up. Just focus on your heart, healing your heart. Well, this is, you're a powerful healer. So, I mean, before, in the last call, I was talking about the broken wings, but women are, you know, throughout time, back to the cavemen, you know, were nesters. So you're going to really have to set the stage for this. It's going to be your healing that gives him the courage to heal mm-hmm. and to put the mistakes of the past behind him. Doesn't mean that you need to put up with unacceptable behavior or fall into any of the old patterns, but the universe is expecting you to sort of take the lead on this. So hopefully that helps.
Oh, that was so spot on. Thank you so very much. Yeah. And I'm starting to get glimpses of gratitude for...
Oh, so I'm starting to get goosebumps, and I'm almost going to start crying. So I really feel strongly that that you're on the right track. And thank you so much for sharing this. It's just
thank you.
I'm really sort of over, I'm really I don't get so physical about this stuff, but
thank you, because I really
powerful
I
energy
really
between
in
the
my
two
heart
of
and
you.
Soul.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where it matters. And the other stuff we can learn to, you know, we can learn. We just practice. But a healing heart and really wanting the best and not trying to get the, you know, it doesn't have to be fair. Everything doesn't have to be fair. It all comes in the time it's supposed to. So,
exactly.
And it's really, I'm getting really strong. I'm just getting a little overwhelmed. here, that you have worked very hard. This has been very difficult, but it wasn't. But you haven't spent this time wallowing. You've really spent this time trying to bring light to a place where there's darkness, and the universe is clearly aware of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Much love.
How about again, and let us know.
I will.
All righty. Okay, let's see here. My soundboard is misbehaving, guys, so hang on for just a moment there. All right. Technical glitch. Yeah, it's happening in the blog talk. All right. Okay, there we go. And now we're going to bring up area code 614. 614, how are you today? And who are we talking to?
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Really good. Who are we talking to today?
That's good. My name is Tamika, calling from Ohio.
From Ohio. All righty. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And we have
Can you just tell me, I'm sorry, what's the first letter of your name? Is it T?
Tamika.
Okay. That's what I thought, it was a T. I just wanted to make sure that I had your name right, because your name is an important part of the energy, and I hate when I got the last part perfect, and that is what I thought it was. So how can we help you today?
Well, I was wondering, I just feel like I've had a bad luck streak, bad luck, just hopelessness. I can't seem to accomplish anything or have any luck or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just everything, jobs, I've been applying.
Yeah, don't talk about it too much more. Don't talk, because when you're talking about it, you're leaning into the negative. But, I didn't mean to cut you short. It's just... It's very difficult.
Life.
It's very, very, you know, that happens. And, especially when the weather is bad, I went through a period like that where it just seemed like things were getting, you know, there was two things I needed to do. And one thing I didn't do and the other one I would mess up. And it's just really important you can stop that cycle at any point in time, but it's really important to, not put too much energy into it. But I'm going to go blurting out first, since I did. But the first card I got was Archangel Michael, and he's giving you courage to make life's changes. And that's really what you need right now is courage, because the courage is going to give you energy. A lot of this is happening because and I just know this from watching the cycles that I go through, is the more disappointment and problems and all of those kind of things. Instead of reaching to the angels and God and whoever for help, we coil away from it. Our body gets denser and denser. That's what makes us so tired. It's what leads to our depression, is we just go into a cocoon. If you just think about when a bear hibernates in the winter, that's what we do. But we're in this cave with us and our tired, low vibration self and our problems. So Archangel Michael is a beautiful card, it's a beautiful lavender card with sometimes you see him looking a little bit more like a defender, but this isn't. This is just bringing just amazing amounts of light to the situation. And this is the cutest Archangel Michael I have ever seen. He looks like Fabio, and he's carrying a big bunch of flowers for you. And if you can just find some light, you know, see the light, and if it's just a glimmer, just look at the light instead of the dark. And then what it says for the next 3 months is that that they're going to lead you out of this dark place. They're communicating through your intuition, your thoughts, and your dreams. And we have a million thoughts. It's just the thought at any one time. It's just the thoughts we remember. And that's why I cut you short at the beginning. Don't think about all of that because it leaves, just like the guy, if you were listening earlier, that didn't have any room in his life for a relationship, you don't have any room in your head to think things are going to get any better. So be real mindful of your thoughts. And when you've got the negative thought, just let it, like you're throwing it in the garbage, or just toss it into the wind, or give it up to God or Jesus or your angels, or just do something with it. But they're communicating through your intuition, your thoughts, and your dreams. So if you can't get those thoughts out of your head because they're real problems, and try to make more decisions from your gut. Just turn your head, just let your head be full of the negativity, but then just move the base camp and the base of your operations down to your gut and make decisions based on how things make you feel. If you get a knot in your stomach or something like that, probably not a good thing. If you get agitated, probably means you don't have enough information. And if your body starts feeling physically lighter, then you're probably on the right path. So until you can clear your head of some of this negativity, try to use your body as your brain instead of your brain, because your brain's sort of on overload. And then finally, you know, it's really important to start the day. Don't get out of bed until you've thought of something positive. When my husband first died, I would get up every morning. Well, I wouldn't get up. I would lay in bed every morning. I would go, oh, my God, because before he died, I had breast cancer. So, and the chemotherapy made my teeth fall out. So I was like, oh, my God, my husband's dead. I have no boobs. I have no teeth. I have no money. And I'm going to tell you, if that's how you're going to go out and face your day, it wasn't much of a surprise that cars would break down, get flat tires, money that was supposed to come in the mail didn't come, I'd lose things and things like that. And slowly I learned to just not get out of bed until I had a positive thought, like anchored in my head, not just like, oh, I just thought of something, it's a bunny, a fluffy bunny rabbit, that's positive, I can get out of bed now. Make sure it's anchored in your mind, and it doesn't have to be a big, long Hallmark card affirmation. It can just be a word. It can just be like gratitude, or it can just be courage, or just be determination, or and get that anchored in, get that anchored in your head, and then try to go through the day. So anyway, I'm rambling. I'm going to turn it over to Peg, but hopefully that helps a little bit.
Count your blessings.
Okay, let's see what I can come up with. Well, the first card that came up was you are not alone, even though sometimes we can sometimes feel like that. Asking signs from your angels as far as letting them know they are around you, or having an intention with, towards an angel, such as asking, for feelings of, for signs that they're around, it could be anything. It could be something you read in a book. It could be something that you might hear on a song. It could be a friend calling you. There's a lot of different ways, to help remind you that you're not alone. Getting out and trying to, just go out and To be with nature also is helpful. Calling up a friend, sometimes I know there have been times when I've called friends and they're like, how did you know, you called me, that I needed to speak to someone, sometimes just having that contact helps too. And sometimes, the friend could have a need more important than your own, it helps you to remind you that, that everyone may also have something that they are dealing with too, but finding things that you enjoy to do, whether alone or with friends, also is something to look into. No matter where you are, you never really are alone. So I hope that helped too.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see, I'm going to throw in my two cents here because I got a couple songs that came up. It's like, I don't know, it's a really old Rodgers and Hammerstein South Pacific. It's like where she says, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. And they put a little twist on it. They said, I'm going to wash my troubles right out of my hair. It's like, wash your troubles down the drain. So take a shower, get some your nice, scenty soap stuff or whatever, and literally wash your troubles down the drain. Do a cleanse, not just with your physical body, but with your energy body, and just let it go.
Okay.
All righty, because sometimes that helps. Sometimes a warm shower. My little grandson gets up every morning, and he wants a warm bath because it just makes him feel good in the morning. So his mom is a wild week. She's been giving him a warm bath every morning. And sometimes it does. And it's not surprising. What we've been seeing, too, is the energies that have been, we've been hitting with a lot of, solar flare activity, which is, making the computers and everything act up. But it also affects us. And what we've really seen with all these vibrations that hit, water people, if you're a water sign, can get really depressed or, it's like because you guys are out on the ocean, it's like can be, just like a storm on the ocean. The fire people seem to get really temperamental. The earth people feel like they're having their own little, private earthquakes. And air people, I'm an air person, we have trouble sleeping at night. So some of the energy things that have been going on have affected us physically, not just, and it's kind of tuning up our vibrations too. So it's like, lots of stuff going on. And, if you're feeling it, just go, I'm going to tie that knot in the rope and swing on it. It's like, just going to hang on here for the ride. So hang in there and call us back.
Okay. Thank you very much. That helped a lot.
All righty. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
Blessings on your day. You bet. Love and blessings on your day. And we'll talk to you again. All right, and we have a Skype caller, so I'm not sure who we're getting. It's a bunch of ones. Here we go. Skype, you're on.
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
hello.
You're on. Hi,
Veronica. Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
And what would your question be today? We're gonna make Peg start this time.
Okay. I've been in a rut for the last 6 years, my entire life, nothing's moving forward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of how to get out of the rut, because I'm sure my old grandmother's saying is, when you get in the rut, it's like, you don't want to stay in a rut too long because, a rut is a grave, where the end's kicked out. So move along the rut until you reach the end of that line. But, okay, Peg, what have you got for her this morning?
Oh, let me see. I think when we get in a rut, that's when it's time to really start searching what we truly do want to do, that's basically what that's all about. Sometimes sometimes it's just time to take some time for ourselves to really write out our goals. Like I do an exercise with people, and I just tell them to write down every single goal that they have for themselves, whether it's possible or not possible, and that they should think of at least 100. And whether it's travel, home, type of home, moving, you know, career, our, you know, our dream business for ourselves if we want it, you know, our dream man, you know, or, you know, the place that you want to retire to, or places, and just write them all down. And things that you want to purchase, goals for your career, and just write them down, and then just mark the ones that are the most important and work on those, you know. I mean, it could be something as much as decluttering your closet, you know. And just one by one, well, not even one by one, just pick one and just see the pros and the cons and make a plan for yourself. If it's, you know, and if it's a career, maybe it's time for a you know, for more education or promotion, or it's time to do something else. You know, it's kind of like just, you know, making ways for getting out of that rut, and you know, and then seeing what you can truly manifest. So, and the card, interestingly enough, is think about it. So it's, you know, maybe it's time to really just sit down and think about it, and maybe, you know, talk to people too that you may think can help you in some way, you know, and just take it from there. Also, you can ask your angels for help. They're always willing to help, and they, you know, ask them to provide signs to you that may be pointing you in a particular direction, maybe taking something that you've always wanted to take, as far as a class or a seminar. You know, it's almost like it's time to take action and to really think about it. So I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And Amy. Bye-bye. I was going to say, I think Amy does. Did Amy already go?
Sorry, I was there. I was just trying
Amy's
to.
Turn.
yeah, again, let me pull some cards here. Hold on. But in generally, say it's been 6 years. It's been 6 years. Yeah. Do you mind if I ask how old you are? Are you like in your 40s or your 50s?
My early 50s.
Yeah, that's a big time of change. That's a big time of change. And Susan, who works with Bonnie on Mondays and Tuesdays, is really powerful as far as talking about these major shifts that take place in our life, and the Kryon return, which is a period of time that women go into when they're in their 50s. I think that a great deal of it has to do with the fact that, you know, there's a major change. You're not, you know, you're a totally different person than you used to be, mm-hmm. but you're still doing the things that you were doing back when you're old, just, you know, out of habit and things like that. But the mermaids are saying that there is going to be a change in the immediate future. That means now, you know, that means like starting right now and for about the next 90 days. Makes mention of schooling and study and education. Now, that could mean going back to school for a second career, but in this case, I really think it just means more about just finding some classes, self-study, or even, you know, through Blog Talk Radio and all the shows that are available, Blog Talk Radio, just to get a new perspective and get new information and come up with a game plan for what you're going to do going forward. And interestingly, after that, in this 3 to 6 month time frame, there's a beautiful mermaid and the blessed change card. A major life change is going to come and bring you great blessings. You know, time goes so fast sometimes that, you know, we can be depressed and not even know that 6 years have gone by. For me, I feel like I'm about the same age as you, and I guess I was blessed. Because when I hit 50, first thing that happened was I got breast cancer. Second thing that my husband died, lost all our money, lost my houses, my Mercedes got totaled. You know, so I was given a clue that your life is totally different. Your life is totally different, and your old life is not coming back. For those people who are not blessed to have all of these things happen to them, like a landslide. You know, it's like you wake up and it's like, you know, where am I and what am I going to do? So the real message I'm getting is this education card, taking some classes and things that may interest and stimulate you, is just going to get you looking. You're going to find people, you know, who are in similar situations, or find people that have, you know, you're going to be presented with teachers, and they're not necessarily going to be college professors, but you're just going to be presented with a series of teachers that are just going to kind of wake you up and go, look, no, your life is over here, and you'll just be able to rejoin your life and participate in this blessed change. Because the outcome card, which is 3 to 6 months from now, is a major life change with great blessings. Mm-hmm. I think it's very difficult because people want things to stay the same. Even when they're bad, that's how we can get in these funks and then stay in these funks, because it becomes familiar and comfortable, like a blanket or a pair of sweatpants or something like that. But the fact that you're calling and asking about it shows that you've already had a bit of an awakening, and you know that it's time for for the next chapter. And I don't think it's going to be that difficult, because I think those things are out there. You just are not connected. And I think that classes, be them online or meetup groups or, you know, classes offered at local churches or spiritual centers or things like that, are going to just remind you of things that you just forgot to think about when you were in your cocoon. Sometimes we go into, you know, sometimes between incarnations, if you believe in reincarnation, you know, we go to spirit and we have what's sometimes called life between lives. But I also believe that we have lives between lives here on Earth. But the key is when we have bodies that we take the clues that it's time, you know, the next chapter is starting. So just be curious, and I think that you're going to find in really near future that you're going to be back in touch with yourself and inspired and inspiring in the real near future. So hopefully that helped.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you, but I went through all that you just mentioned happened to you except the cancer.
Right. So
wow.
You see, those are very difficult things, because it's like, especially when we've got the grief going on, you know, and the financial problems, there's not money to go do things. And the grief, know, we're allowed to grieve, and we talk to other grievers, and they say, oh, it's okay to grieve as long as you want to grieve. But by you calling today, I believe you're saying, I don't want to be in this in this funk. And it's interesting because I'm coming up on 4 years, and that it just didn't, it went by. My brother died the year after my husband, so that gave me an excuse for a year.
Oh, my God, my brother died 2 years later.
Yeah.
Right after my husband.
So it's just
years.
Been, yeah.
Yes, and it's all
so that's
recent.
Just, yes, exactly. So that,
mm-hmm.
you know, on top of everything, on top of everything else. But the same thing happens to people whose husbands don't die and they don't get sick and they don't lose all their money. Their lives are no longer, I've seen it happen when women who were very involved in the lives of their children become adults and don't want that that a helicopter mom anymore. So just be gentle with yourself. And that's where if you're still not really feeling real perky and if your financial resources are limited, that's where if you just find these different blog talk shows, you're going to find like-minded people, and then there's classes, and a lot of the classes are even free. You can create a whole community without having to, you know, put makeup on, you know, and you can just go slow, and then you'll feel better, and it'll grow, and it'll grow, and it'll grow, because it's difficult to rebuild a life after there's been so much loss, especially when you're old, and then especially when you put the financial when you put the financial challenges on top of it. But it's, you know, it's thanks to the, you know, thanks to the internet, there's all sorts of communities. So just reach out and become a part, and people will look forward to seeing you. And, you know, it's just a great way to practice being human again, because when you've endured a loss like that, and then when you've endured multiple losses, because it's not just the loss of your brother, but it brings back the loss of your heart, you know. It takes a huge, huge toll on your entire being. It's hard to really find the energy to rebuild, you know, and it's hard when, you know, if you're 80 or 90 when this happens, when, you know, it happened when it seemed like it used to happen. You know, it's like, fine, you can sit for a couple years and bide your time till, you know, bide your time till it's your time. But you still have, you know, many chapters. So hopefully through reaching out to others, you'll find the inspiration and begin to find your way.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I hope that helps. And, you know, call back in and... we have different people on different days. We have Bonnie and Susan on Mondays. And then this coming week, we're going to have, I think it's Bonnie and Leslie are going to be on Tuesday. And Wednesday is Ron Cole and myself. And I'm not sure. I know we got somebody on Thursday, and then we're going to see Amy and Peg again on Friday. So call back in and visit with us on different days. And, you know, it's kind of like different perspectives that you can get. But, you know, we welcome your calls and call back in and visit with us again. And hopefully Amy has got a show that she's, you know, that she started, and it's dealing exactly with this kind of stuff, this with, you know, widows and widowers and grief and, you know, death and dying issues. And we're trying to help her kind of get that going.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I stopped doing the show for that very reason, because I was just leaning into that. I was leaning back into the energy of the, you know, that widow, my life is, I want my old life back energy.
Right.
But the fact that that she called, I mean, there's definitely a need for it. It's just, it's why I prefer a lot of these groups that don't deal directly with grief. Because grievers are kind of given a free pass. But the fact that she called, I'm thinking that at least maybe every once in a while the topic should be lost.
Addressed, definitely.
But anyway, we'll think about it.
All right.
You're always getting clues.
Yeah. Exactly. All righty. Well, thanks for our caller today, and do, you know, call back in again. And we have another one here. We've been watching the board, and it's like people are, you know, dropping in and out like flies. So I'm thinking, you know, we're still having some blog talk moments. So it's like we got a persistent one here. It's like we got somebody who called back in. Thank you for calling back in, because we are having those issues today. Area code 407. 407, you are on with us.
Hi, everyone. It's me.
Bye.
Hi.
Hey, you made it.
I am so happy. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you, dear?
I am so good. I don't know if you saw in chat, but I was having computer issues and blog talk issues. So I'm just driving home, and I'm doing what you do, Amy. I'm driving and talking.
I would like you to give me a billboard reading or a side of the road reading, because I'm going to an event tonight.
Okay.
And there's an eligible bachelor there. What do you see?
You know, Amy, you know what my guides are saying, honey?
What are they saying?
My guides are saying, go for it.
What are the billboards? You always say that, though, Bonnie. So we don't have any guides that say no. What is it? Tell me the first thing you see. Tell me the next sign you see and what it just.
Okay, the next sign I saw was a yellow with a guy running towards you. So I think. That tells
yellow
me.
Sign with a guy running.
Yes.
Towards you, not away from you.
Towards you, not away from you. And so, and the next billboard I see has two arrows pointing to Orlando.
That's where he lives.
Amy, my
Come on, Amy, you know you got to go for it.
Well, I
know
that, Bonnie, you would tell anybody that love was in the air, but the signs don't lie.
I know, honey, and I'll tell you what, I don't think my guides do either, because do you know, and you know I believe in this totally, everything is an experience, whether it's good and it lasts or it lasts for a moment. So I keep hearing, go for it, go for it, go for it, Amy. And I just say, sister, put your best foot forward, because you're beautiful, you're intuitive, you're just fabulous, and he'll be smitten.
That's hysterical. That's hysterical, the billboard readings. Everybody throw out your cards. No, except for Peg's card, because she created cards and has a card-creating class. But if that's not a proof that signs are everywhere...
Anywhere. Signs are in the air.
I do so believe it. Hey, if I'm calling in, and I never do this, girly girls, but how about giving me a reading?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You know, because guess what? You're our last caller in chat there, Bonnie. So not in chat, but you're our last caller on the queue. So absolutely.
Well, you know,
let's give her
really
a reading,
weird.
Guys.
You know, I got to tell you something. When I was over there with the computer people, you had a full board.
I know. We got through most of them. It's like I actually wrote down numbers, and we flat out lost two people. One of them called back in, the 727, and then they dropped again. So, you know, it's like I said, it's been like popcorn. You know, it's been going on, and yeah, so.
You know, during the workday, people call in during lunch and they run out of time, or they get another
time
call or something. So,
right.
Well, I'm really happy then, because you could. I know. Well, guess what? I am so excited, because that means I've got two fabulous. Now Kelly's already given me a reading, although she can give me another one. But I have two fabulous readers at my beck and call. So I'm so excited.
Okay,
go
so let's see.
Do you want me to ask a question, or can you just do a general?
Okay, let Peg go first, because I just stepped outside. I got the vapors when you told me about the all signs are pointing to Orlando.
Honey, don't be afraid, sweetheart. He will be tame. So go ahead. Peg, hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I am so I'm so happy. I'm so jazzed that you and Amy and Kelly are on the show. So, yeah, I'm doing great.
That's excellent. Did you have a specific question? Because I always ask that.
Yes. Usually, I mean, I do too. I always work on questions. It helps me focus because, you know, I believe that when you have to pull so much from the ethers, I always tell people if you ask a general question, you're going to get a general answer.
Exactly.
But see, I get to say that, not the other side. All right, what a question.
Yeah, I'm going to answer it, but, you know, it helps.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll ask it about me then. I am looking, well, you know what, I keep asking the same question, so it's not kind of fair, because I always ask, what do you see in my business? Do you see me
keep
picking
that
up?
Use that question, because I already pulled the cards, and that's what these questions, that's what these cards speak to. So just go with that question, but we'll let Peg
okay.
go first.
What? Go ahead, Peg. What is my business? What is going to, you know, we're waiting for somebody to pick up us nationally, you know, so or syndicated. We're looking for to go take this business further. What do you see?
Cool. Well, the first card that came up is believe in yourself.
Oh.
So that helps, right? And it sounds
Absolutely.
Like you do.
I think there's not too many people. Well, you know what? I meet so many people, so I shouldn't say that, but I believe in myself 100%, and I believe in all you. So I know that the thing that I want to do, it's just going to rock. I just need a start.
Yep. And the super hunky Archangel Michael came in too, and so he says, just stick with me. And just believe it can happen. And
that's fabulous.
Yep. And he's wearing blue, and that's all about communication. So it's almost like keep doing what you're doing, and just trust in the universe that it's going to happen the way that you want it to happen. So that's. That's it in a nutshell. And the last card I took was share your wisdom. And I do believe that what you and Susan are trying to do is, you know, is really helpful for people and to keep doing it.
That is so sweet.
You know, and you know, I mean, you've expanded since you've started your show. You've gone from 3 to 5 days now, right?
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's a really good start, and that's a really good sign that, you know, things are starting to come together for you and Susan for your show. So
that's
what you're doing.
You know what, Peg, I love that, and I'm just going to say a few words before I hit you, Amy, but I've got to tell you, the reason I'm so successful is because of all of you. I believe in the people that I put on. I believe in the people that I bring in. And if you're with me, I can tell you that I 100% support you. I always will. And that's what we want to do. We want to showcase people with heart, with soul, and with spirit. So I love it. All right, Amy, you're up, girlfriend.
Okay, well, powerful, powerful reading here. And that was the question I was going to ask the universe regards the question that you asked. And the first card is, with the present situation, it's time to move on. And as far as move
yes.
on, it doesn't mean give up on the dream. It just means everything that all of the options and leads and everything that you've gotten so far have had time to shake out. And, you know, there's a lot of people who just talk a good talk, and they don't have the resources to back up. And they're well intentioned. They just don't have the resources, and I don't think that they knew the force that they were reckoning with. they thought that you were just like, oh, yeah, I want a show. Like, everybody wants a show, you know, like a little girl wants to be a princess or something like that. Time to let go of the old and the worn out, and these are your worn out leads, so that you can bring totally fresh energy to this instead of like, oh, I've been shopping my show and no one's picking it up. It's like, no, I told a couple people, but it wasn't the right direction. So the next thing is within the next 3 months, the next card that came up is the Alchemy card, where it says you have the Midas touch right now, and every project turns to gold. So this disconnect, the only reason that you are not on Sunday nights like what's her name, the Long Island, why we don't
medium.
Have the Florida medium show, is that you were talking to people who were interested, but they were like bemused by it. They did not have the resources, or did they have your energy, or you were just working with people that just were not of the same vibrate, you know. So it wasn't that they meant well, but they just didn't have what it takes. And the future card here is a new dawn. The worst is behind you, in which case you've learned a lot of lessons, and the positive new experiences are on the horizon. So the key is to really just start. You know, the key is to start fresh. When I get this start fresh card that comes up in many different shapes and forms, a lot of times people think it means abandon what you're doing, but it doesn't necessarily, or, you know, leave. If it's a relationship, leave the guy, leave the relationship, leave. But we are too much of a disposable society, and we just, you know, so we just leave many things behind that should not be left behind. So that's not what it's saying here. This is going to be, at the end, you're going to spend 3 months, which takes you, I guess, to the middle of summer, making new connections. And woo-hoo! I've got to tell you that this new dawn is this mermaid, and she's got blonde hair just like Bonnie. And there's the sun. It's a very California-looking picture. So really continue to focus on, well, no, I'm sorry, because the sun, what is it doing here? Okay, the sun is rises in the east.
Anyway, maybe New York.
Yeah. Well, no, it's beachy. It's a very beachy, but it looks California. It looks California, but make sure it's definitely not Arizona. So keep your focus on coastal area. Keep your focus on coastal areas, and there is a there's a new dawn. This looks to me like California, but I don't want you to limit your options. But definitely a coastal thing. So that's what I get. It's you know, out with the old, which are the people that are not are more talk than action. Really continue to do what you're doing and get your message out, and this will all be up and running, like, you know, very soon, end of summer. So
I am so, you know what, Aim, you're spot on, girlies, because I had somebody, I don't know who, I think Susan asked, and they said end of summer was going to be the first contract. So I can't even believe that. Now, I don't have readings. I usually don't do them. But I just had to call you guys. So, Amy, do you really see that?
That's what it said. Okay, but this is the part that's important.
is that that's all I see. I just pulled three cards. So this wasn't me cherry picking. That is all I see. And so the worst is behind you. Not really the worst because it's been great.
It's been great fun
and great guests and things like that. But from the business perspective of it, the people that have said they can help or have expressed interest are just not your energetic match. So it's just you hand it over to them all full of energy. You know the energy just, it doesn't die. You hand it over to them and it starts vibrating at a lower vibration. Some of the vibration is greed. Some of the vibration is just ego, where they had absolutely no idea what to do with it. And that's what I see.
I love it, girls. I am so excited because one of the things that, is my dream is that people all over like us, you all have such fabulous talent and you just all rock the house. And the shows that we want to present, whether it starts that way or it doesn't, is bringing all of you so that everyone in the whole world can see you, because I so believe in you and I love our show. So I'm happy, and I know Spirit is leading this, and I know Spirit wants me to do this. He wants me to put people in front of the public that aren't going to scare them, that it's so cool to see mermaids and angels and see their cards and have all of this in the forefront. And that's what the age of Aquarius for me is. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's great.
I have a quick
and
ask.
It will. People are really going to resonate because, you remind them of people that they know. This stuff doesn't have to be so foreign. People, you don't have to, get rid of, anyway. But
you look, all of you guys, if you look at yourselves, Amy, you look like you could be at a wedding with Lily Pulitzer. Peg, you look like you could be anybody, a teacher, any art teacher, you could be anybody there. Kelly, you look like you could be anywhere. And that's the cool thing, because people look at us and they don't associate if we were down the street with that we are into spirit. And the cool thing is when they see it, they won't be afraid. And that's what I love about it. And bringing humor into it also helps. So,
definitely.
I'm just happy.
I have a quick one. As long as we got you, it's like, I don't remember the ones digit of your age. If you can help me with that, it's like, I was actually, because you're in your Saturn time right now and you're going into the Uranian time starting April 1st. So I was just going to look at that set of four cards. Oh, okay. And we do have a Skype caller here. So good.
Well, you get to the Skype, Curly. Okay, my my birthday is 7/14. I'm in my 7/14/57. So I think I'm 56. Into my 57th, but really I'm 15. Remember, we told everybody that. So I'm rocking 15, girlfriends.
Even though I was born in 57. This is your 56th year. All right, so your long range for this year, because I don't know that we really got to this, is the Six of Spades, which it's a faded and it's a finding type of year. It's like, where you're really going to be finding what you're doing. In your Saturn time, you've got the Ten of Diamonds, which is a blessed card, but you've also got the Three of Diamonds, which is like, you can be doing more than one thing at once, but it also, that's the high side is, having more irons in the fire, but the flip side is being worried about finances. So just that, that cautionary for Saturn, but it's going to be going out pretty soon. And all righty, and we got Walk with Spirit came in, all righty. Let's see, Uranus. The Uranus time is a Two of Hearts and a Queen of Clubs, and then the Neptune time for you is also Queen of Clubs. So that's about communications and learning. It's like that Two of Hearts is a union of lovers, and it's like it's doing something you love. It's not always a person, but it's like it's doing something you love, finding something you love, being involved, having more people. you know, involved with a project with you. So I'm like, going, yeah, that's about right.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking my peeps with me.
And then that Queen of Clubs is about the communication, and really it's self-mastery in communication. So it's like, you know, a lot of good things going there. But all righty. Nope, we absolutely want to take the Skype caller. So
okay, well, I love you all.
I
love you all. Amy, my kisses. Peg, my kisses. And you know, Kelly, kiss. Hug for all of you. Thank you for
feel
making
better
my show.
While you're out and about.
I love you. I'm fine. I'm much better. Today's my first day out, and that's why I went to get my computer fixed. Amy, call me because we're getting together. Guys, I love
you.
I'm actually
all roads point to Orlando. Let's say.
Call me, girlfriend. All right, take the call. Love you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Take care.
You bet. Absolutely. Okay. And there she went. Ah, yep. I always hope I was going to be
our fearless leader.
Yep.
You know, if you would have just said Chris is next up, then Bonnie would have stayed and said hi. And
she probably would have, darn it.
And
like,
she would have went,
but you said that just for you on air. It's like,
I love you.
Love is in the air. That's right.
I love you.
We got her back.
And by the way, let's see, just make sure that, for our listeners here, it's like, make sure you check out Chris's show with Curious Times, because this person has dedication, man. She is on, like, seriously, every night of the week, faithfully, at, well, it's 8 o'clock my time, but 10 o'clock her time, 10
no,
o'clock in the
o'clock
Eastern, 10
time.
To midnight. Oh, it's not
8
your time. Okay.
No, it's 10 Eastern, yeah, 10 Eastern. I'm mountain
10
time.
10 Eastern. There we go.
Oh, play me okay. Some mountain music. Like grandma and grandpa's. All right.
There you go.
So, what's
exactly.
What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, it's just a fun show. But I was talking about to that other woman, you know, if it's it's a fun show, and she's got a little tribe. And there's a show within a show, because we've got this very active chat room.
Amazing chat room.
we can go from the most serious of topics to the most frivolous of topics in, sometimes they're both getting talked about at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
usually
really,
food is involved somewhere because somebody gets hungry.
Usually food and alcohol, and we love each other, but we're also very irreverent at the same time. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, it's like I
but
hate
pull
that.
Chris the card. What's her question?
Yeah. Now I have to have a question, too.
Will Blog Talk get this fixed?
I'm going to say, will this thing that I'm trying to bring to completion work out okay?
Yep. That's what I was already asking the universe. Let's see. Peg, are you ready?
I'm just hearing, I have no idea what it is, but I'm just hearing go for it, shoot for the stars, and don't look back.
Okay.
let me see. Now I'll pick a card.
Okay.
Did Peg say she was going to pick a card?
She's
yep.
picking a card, yeah.
Pick a
I'm
card.
Hearing,
card.
Okay, yeah. Look through the situation. So it's almost like, you know, just going with the positive intent that all is going to come to the way that you want it to happen.
Okay.
And good luck with it.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Chris, this is crazy because this is the second time it's happened today. I got three of the same cards. It's...
When you do that in Vegas, you win the jackpot. Come
Star,
on.
Right. But here, hopefully you win. Okay.
Amen to that.
Basically, the I won't give you the whole happy thought, but it just says, don't compromise, don't compromise, don't compromise. This, I'm really trying to keep my personal opinion, because I do know a little bit about what the issue is. So I'm trying to keep that all out of it and just pull from the energy. But for them to have to say, don't compromise three times, I think that you see the writing on the card, you know, that there's just going to be this ongoing, you know, this person still has a few more dog ate my homework stories.
Love it.
Yeah. Don't compromise, don't compromise, don't compromise. So well, I'm just gonna leave it at that, because they had to say it three times. I'll tell you the rest of the happy thought. You deserve the best, and reach for the stars and the dreams. But you, the important part, because you already know to do that, is that this is stupid. I'm going to translate it. This is stupid. This is stupid. This person does not vibrate or does not live under the same,
Code of honor.
Yeah. Seems to be missed the chapter on the energetic laws of karma, and that you are a... This is an assignment. You're the teacher here. There's no lesson for you to learn in this that you haven't already learned.
Right.
This other person involved in this situation needs a bit of an education. And don't compromise. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. And it seems to be a lesson that you have been assigned to teach because of your tenacity. So don't compromise, don't compromise, don't compromise.
Well, and that's it. Beep, beep, the supper is ready, or what? What's someone's phone is dying.
I don't know. That's not me.
My phone has been having issues.
You know, spending enough time at Curious Times, I always try to avoid.
I did send an email in the middle of the night, and I just basically said, "Hey, I haven't heard from you, and I need all capitals need to hear from you before the end of Friday." And so there you go. Like, you know, I guess I'm just gonna have to bite the bullet and. I'm going to have to,
this isn't even about what the situation was once about. That has become, that's really become secondary.
I kind of know that when I walk away, that's it. I'm not going to see a penny of it. And that's my, you know, that's unfortunate. But, you know, I totally have been knowing, like, every time I do more work for this person on this promise that this thing is coming, that pay is coming, I'm actually being the fool. You know what, I allow people to push it way too far. And so, you know, I'm just going to have to, because I'm a sucker for a sob story, you know what I mean?
Well, one of the things that I think is a reoccurring, you know, because I do stay in touch with you through all the shows, is that there seems to be a reoccurring theme in your life's purpose is to through your behavior to teach people standards of ethical behavior. There seems to be a pattern of you attract a broad spectrum of people, and some people get it and don't need to be told all the rules of engagement, and some people
don't get it. And, you know, people, there seems to be people who engage in just goofy, unethical, and certainly not love and light, love and light and namaste. And
well, and there's some people that really use, and I mean, I don't get fooled by the, oh, you're so awesome and you're so great. And, like, I don't get fooled by that. But, you know, like, yeah, when somebody's like, oh, you know, I blah, 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 and, you know, but, the, you know, I put the homework up high so the dog can't eat it this week, you know what I mean, and blah, 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 and, like, all that. And so then I keep on, you know, like, okay, I'll give you this other week. But, you know, before you know it, it's been, you know, it's been since, you know, I've been allowing this to go on, well, for a year, but, I mean, I've been allowing this to go since, like, sometime in September. It's like, you know, since September, I was supposed to be getting a regular flow of compensation for my work.
Yeah.
And it's still,
wow.
It's like that September, October, November, December, January, February, March. And I've almost, like, I would be in my, I'd be starting my third trimester if I would have gotten pregnant. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
and there are, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, and I think that some of us who have older souls tend to not see, you know, to see the big picture, to see the good and the bad more so than some of the fresh paint people. It's real easy to think, for me, as being similar in that, it's real easy for me to look at when my spidey senses say, oh, this is, you know, this person is, you know, it's just something's not right here. I don't think their agenda or their motives or something. And I'm like, oh, I'm judging, or, oh, you know, you just need to give people a chance. No, you know, we come wired the way we come wired, and it's okay to, you know, it's okay to trust our intuition, not just when our intuition is telling us, oh, there's your soulmate, or there's your twin flame, or, you know, there's this. It's okay to also say, this person is going to cause me, this person's going to cause me discomfort, or person's going to, I know how this is going to end. And it's one of, you know, it's a benefit and a curse of being someone who has been down here a lot. You know, it's like, you just want to trust every, I'm just talking about myself. I'll leave you out of this. But I always feel like if I get some, like, gut feeling about someone that just isn't, doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy, I'm like, oh, there goes again, Amy, maybe you just need to be more positive. You need to work on those affirmations. Maybe you need to go to Sedona, or maybe you need a new crystal or something. No, I don't. I need to find new ways to, you know, not tell people to go F themselves. I need to find ways to do it in ways that are, you know, bring peace and resolution. But, you know, we're all wired the way we're wired for a reason, and I think that you're here to teach this person some very important lessons about the laws of energy.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's too bad. But, yeah, I mean, no point in throwing good money after bad, you know what I mean? In other words, you know, spent wasting more of my time.
I mean, I think you're supposed to get them. I mean, I don't want to get into a big, long discussion about it.
No, and I say, and even
much,
if I don't, like,
I mean, I
you
think
know,
you're
then,
supposed to get, I honestly think you're going to get, I honestly think you are going to get the money.
Yeah.
Because the person is going to be so embarrassed about the fact that they had to learn such a simple lesson that they're going to want to give
make
you
right.
money to. Which is not going to make it right. That would have made it right when she first asked for, you know, right now the lesson,
right.
his wake-up call is more important than the money,
yeah.
But you will get the money because this person is going to think, oh, here's the money, otherwise she would have to own what has been revealed by the situation.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. Thanks, eh?
Yeah,
well,
thank you for calling in
tonight,
appreciate
but
it.
I won't because I'll be out and about, but hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night. And
yeah,
Chris,
yeah, good luck. Good luck. Good
yeah, Bonnie gave me a reading. Bonnie gave me
I know,
a reading.
I
heard. Oh, good. Yeah, so you all know the whole universe is conspiring.
Conspiring.
Yeah.
I can't see. No, it's for you.
That's good. That's cool. Okay. Have a great time, and have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, Peg and Kelly and blah blah blah. Kumbaya. Yeah.
And make sure you tell them how to find your show, Chris, because it's like I remember it starts with 760, and I don't remember the rest of your call-in number. But,
I don't know the number either.
You just go to Blog Talk Radio, and it's Curious Times, and she just has a. The other night, this was the show that we did the channel change. We had two channel changers going, and we had a cat pulling cards and pushing a magic pyramid, and we had a magic eight ball just.
I know, it's like the remote control readings, and we just got crazy, and it was fun.
But it's amazing how, it was amazing how all the different tools, you know, yielded a similar message, and how if we hadn't told people that we were doing that, if we had told them that, you know, we were using some ancient code that they were too far, not even evolved enough to understand, so we weren't going to tell them, you know, could
right.
have been coming from, like I was like running up Jacob's ladder and whispering in Jesus's ear, and then he was telling me, and I was running back down and telling them they couldn't have been more accurate.
They
brought a lot of great advice. So, I mean, that's we started the show, but, you know, as we wind down, just remember, people who are listening, you know, we love having you call, but the messages are everywhere.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, kids.
Hey, I got a quick question for you before you get off. And it's like, I just kind of, we've got about 3 minutes left here. But I kind of want to throw this out there because I haven't really heard a lot about it. Okay, you know, for those who believe in reincarnation, I'll preface it with that. We have a really interesting experience happening with a friend who is pregnant. She has gotten messages to the effect that recently deceased. It's like he actually died, I believe it was April 29th of last year in 2013. And due to, I mean, he, you know, had 13 children, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, some of them preceded him in death and so on and so forth. But because of the way he was, generically he was, you know, he was a pretty good guy, but he was really, really hard on his children. And it caused some, I don't know, I'll just say issues in the family, to put it nicely. And it seems that he is coming back in. He is reincarnating in this
mm-hmm.
baby that is coming in for her.
So my old grandpa. Yeah.
Oh, right, yes, exactly. That's what I laughed at. Exactly, Ray Stevens, I'm my own grandpa. And the baby she's having is a girl, which is, you know, this was a lot of the things that was going on because you've got the five girls all have apparently had issues with their dad about, you know, different things. And I'm like going, okay, this is really unique because usually when people, you know, come back in, they don't come in, you know, that soon. And it's, you know, I mean, it's kind of, I think it's kind of an unusual event, isn't it? Because usually
well,
people,
I know, but
don't,
if
don't
it
they
is,
wait like several years?
If it is, well, and I don't think there's a rule. People will talk to you and tell you, oh, no, it's too soon, or oh, blah, blah. You know, and you know, like, I just think that there isn't those kind of rules. The other thing is that you might have to, if it is him coming back in, because
right.
I think a lot of
right.
people like to get that fantasy in their head, you know what I mean? If it is him coming back in, then it could be that it had to happen this quickly because this is going to be the last chance for a good long while. And so, you know, it's now or never.
Never.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, so if that was
it's...
truly the intent, you know, but I mean, I always think
right.
that, you know, it could have been the conclusion of previous lifetimes that, you know, that he was that way with his daughters and blah, 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 and that it doesn't have to be, you know, there doesn't have to be another chapter. But, you know, don't
right.
go by these silly rules of, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's
right.
too
yeah,
soon with, like, oh, it's too soon to communicate with one. You have to wait
right.
a year before you try to, you know, I don't buy
yeah.
any of that stuff. You know what I mean?
One reading we did get her, I'll say that she got from somebody, was that the person had an intuition that the last time that this whole group was together, they were back in the Crusades, which was, you know, several centuries ago. So, you know, there was some speculation that that's why he wanted to come back in, like, right away, because this will be his last chance with his family to come back in, because they're the youngest couple, and it's like nobody else is having any more children. So he's taken a last-ditch effort to come back in to set matters straight, and he's on a mission. He really is.
Yeah.
I think people need to be real careful about that, because really just sort of say it doesn't really matter, because while part of me is like, oh, that's great, and, you know, my brother kind of got it wrong this time, and I've heard from people that he was going to be back before I left, but, you know, in a situation like this, especially where there's, you know, some things that probably are not totally healed about round one, you know, I worry that if too much is, if they lean too much into the idea that he's back, that this child is going to bear the, you know, because the residual energy from round one or round whatever the last round was hasn't been cleared, and that they're going to kind of take it out on this kid at some level.
Well, that's
so I really
exactly
wouldn't
right.
encourage them to think that, because it just
yeah,
sounds
the kid
like
should have
I got
right
a real strong
themselves.
Feeling that they should just, you know, especially with all the side story, that they
yeah.
just need to treat this person like he's fresh paint.
And that's
so many people are like, you know, all this past life stuff. People, unless you are on real strong spiritual ground and really emotionally mature, people use
yeah.
it like they're like, oh, yeah, they're – I mean, I just hear things that are absolutely, absurd. And they don't – and they're not because
right.
they're necessarily absurd people. It's far too complex of a spiritual topic, really, for –
right.
and to even know about, you know, and I would just proceed really care, you know, because I see a lot of people use past lives to, you know, there's people that think that they're married to people, so then they think that they, you know, dead people, and then they think like the people who are living are there, they can go to their house for Thanksgiving, you know, it's
right.
very complicated,
right.
it's very, very uh-huh. complicated, so I just feel strongly to not really, you know, sure, if everybody wants to see, you know, if he starts acting like him and they get this little feeling and tingle, but it really needs to be a sort of private, spiritual,
right.
emotional thing, not like the
yeah.
A
oh,
big
they,
topic
they
of conversation.
Any of the other family.
No, but
yeah,
even
like,
in
mean,
their mind,
have...
like, they're, you know, already now if it's set in stone in their mind that this is the situation, then really whether
right.
it is or not, then the kid is always going to be thought of as grandpa. And,
right.
And that, and you know what I mean? And so, like, I'm very skeptical that this happens too often. You know what I mean? There's
yeah,
those people
yeah.
that talk about, oh, every, you know, we're recycled families. And so why was my mother so nasty to me? Well, I was probably her mother and I was really nasty to her.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that I subscribe to that. And I like to think that
yeah.
our spirit, our soul is they want other experiences,
like, diversity. They're not
that
right.
like that we want to be. Why do I want to be stuck with you every life? You know what I mean? Like, there's all these other people.
Not
all these
you
other
again,
spirits,
wrong.
You know,
yeah.
like, I mean, so, like, we, like, I don't, like, I like to think that we're a lot adventurous, like, a lot more adventurous and creative and that we would, and, you know, like, I believe that there's something to this notion that why would we keep coming back as human beings if there's options of going and becoming, you know,
to other planets. It's like,
yeah.
Been to other planets. It's like, yeah, I got roped back into this one. I know why I'm here regrettably.
I rarely see this type of thought being used in a way that I feel comfortable. I so often see it being used by ego, unintentionally, you know, well-minded, you know, well-intentioned, but used by ego to, to justify bad behavior, to settle score, you know, for stuff that I don't think it should be used for. I don't entirely
buy into this karma thing the way everyone does, too. Like, I like to think that, like, the karma is something
but
I'll...
more freedom.
When I laughed at somebody because they were about to get hit in the head by a pool cue because they were sitting too close to somebody at the pool table, while I was busy laughing at them, I walked into a wooden cabinet that was holding a TV and I hit my head.
Yeah.
So I go, that's
how... Karma is not like, I don't want to start a whole new show so late. It's not like, well, that's what you get kind of thing. It's not carried
over, in my opinion, in lifetime to lifetime. Mm. Like, I believe in my whole heart that once I cross over and I'm in the light and I've gone through my whole review and everything else, I have nothing more to pay back to anybody at that point. The one I answer to when I cross over is me. I don't answer to God, and I'll be my own harsh critic, you know what I mean? But, like, I believe I would judge myself harder than God would. Like, I just don't believe that I have these karmic albatrosses around my neck that I have to, I messed up again this lifetime. I guess it's back to the salt mines for me, and I guess I'll have to suffer a whole another lifetime again because of that. And, you know, like, I don't.
And that's why, you know, Chris had this guy, August Goforth, as a guest once, and he doesn't believe in reincarnation. And, you know, I don't want to get into biblical discussion, but the Bible doesn't believe in reincarnation. And maybe it's because we do something that's a little bit different than this, the oversimplified version of, oh, here he is now again, it's my, you know, this kind of thing. You know, it's like, I think that it's one of those things that we don't have a vocabulary to discuss, and that just with our limited vantage point, we turn it into something that it's not. You know, we turn it into something that it's not. But I just got a real creepy feeling when, because I've had so many people, you know, talk about, and then this person was this, and this person was this, and it just is not healthy. It just allows people to stay in bad relationships because they think they're paying off their karmic debt, and, you know, and it's just, I don't think we understand. We don't understand
all the intricacies.
Something happens, but we don't have enough words.
Well, I'll be sitting
over
there after, and we're going to be like, none of us were right. None of us were right. None of us were right. You know, we're gonna hook up on the other side and go, shit, none of us were right. You know?
Yeah, it'll be right, but it'll be just like one tiny thing. It would be like thinking
a
body, you know, a human is a fingernail or something. It's just such a limit. We have such a limited vantage point, and then we have even more limited vocabulary. So we're just gonna muck it up, and we're not even gonna get close.
Yeah.
But
yippity
yep.
That makes sense.
All right.
Well, we lost Peg somewhere. It's like everybody in chat got kicked out except you, Chris.
I know.
Everybody got booted except you.
Now
and
I have PTR immunity. I can never be bounced from a room again. You know.
Right. So they fixed it because Chris was the one that complained that everyone was getting kicked out at the end of the show. So they fixed it. So now Chris is in every show. It's in every blog post.
Now
show.
Fix it. We lost everybody else
all the time.
I probably won't be able to leave a chat room now. It's like, be like the Hotel California.
You've got to be very specific when you ask.
just like when you're talking to the universe, you have to be very specific. So you wanted to not get kicked out of that room, we will hardwire you to
right.
You now have karmic ties to every chat room on Blog Talk.
I do plan on haunting every chat room on Blog Talk when I die.
Right. That's what it's set for. Haunting. They're going to have to, everyone's going to have to get out all of their sage and their dowsing rods and their crystals and get Solana and the entity removers, and we're going to need the crossbow medium and all hands on deck to remove
the
this.
Entity remover. K-Tel, it's a Ron, the newest Ronco product. that would be funny. All the infomercials for the new agers, you know? The K-Tel
extractor. The K-Tel spectre detector. How about that one?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Spectre detector. Okay, kids.
Oh, good.
Let's go.
Well, have a great show tonight. I always miss it.
Be good and
the
don't
universe
do anything
wants me to
do.
Mate.
And if you do, don't get caught.
All right.
Right.
Sage advice.
Thanks for
remember
calling.
Where you heard it from.
Right.
Seeing her in the chat room soon.
All right. All right, kids. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Bonnie.
Bye.
Gone, but peace out. She'll listen later, you know what I mean? And yes, enjoy your day. Kumbaya, and we'll talk to you guys.
Namaste.
Sounds good. Blessings.
Fun show. I
Alrighty.
Wish Peg was brown, but fun show.
I know. No, I think we lost her. I think it like boot, you know, because like I said, we were getting calls booted out of chat, you know, or not just that. My cat is having a moment with me. You know, not yeah, we lost everybody, but Chris in chat there, and it's like, and then we lost Peg on the thing, and I was like, going, oh dang, it's like, yeah. So I think it's more Blog Talk fun. So we'll see what
mm-hmm.
happens.
Maybe people were looking for mediumship and stuff. It's always a little bit of everything. It's always a little bit of everything, but it always works
yeah.
out the way it's supposed to. So have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, Kelly.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Amy. All righty, let's see. And I'm going to put in the plug for, make sure you call in next week, this same bat time, same bat station, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our number is 347-838-8864, and next week coming up, we are having Bonnie and Susan, our spirit medium, along with counseling in the real world, and Akashic Records reader. They are going to be on Monday for us, and then Tuesday, we're going to have a surprise person. Leslie is coming on, and she has a unique gift because she actually gets dates, so that's we're going to ask her how she manages to do that. So anyway, that's going to be fun. And then Wednesday, Ron, we'll be talking more on charts and the heavens, and he is absolutely a spectacular person with that. And I'm going to be doing some of the Atlantean birth cards. And then Thursday, I am not absolutely sure what we're doing on Thursday, but I know somebody's going to be here somewhere sometime doing something. So Friday, we're going to have Amy and Peg back again. So it is going to be a full week. Join us when you can. And if you can't get us live, go ahead and listen into archives, because those are always fun too. All right. Have a good one.